This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It was the 31st of July, 2019. Ben and Gabe were alone in the Joy Studios. There were childish games.
Lighthouse.
It is called Lighthouse.
By GRL.
By GRL.
How did I know that?
How did I know that?
You just said it.
You just said it.
Are you copying me?
Confessions.
I stole a DNA magazine once.
Moments of despair.
Really lonely, Ben. I'm sad. I'm never going to find love. Nobody wants to marry me. It's terrible.
Moments of pure joy.
Dance, Billy, dance.
Things that cannot be explained.
And a whip. You've got a whip.
I do. And a dungeon. And masks with zips.
Things we really don't want explained.
I'll tell you a story off air, Ben, about singing nettles, but off air.
Words we'll never say again.
I still think we should get
we
married.
We should totally use the P word.
Yeah.
Can't say poof.
Can't say it at all.
Don't say it.
No.
Don't say poof.
No, I won't say it. You just said it. Dance, Billy, dance.
You've heard the preview. Now it's time for the podcast.
You're listening to Ben and Gabe. Hope your morning's going swimmingly.
My morning's not going so great.
Wow.
And I'm already flared up.
Oh, what's happening?
Because you were hyping me up before, getting me excited because your little niece, Finn.
Nephew.
You've been amping me up all morning. You're like, I've got a little story about Finn. You're going to love it. He loves you so much.
Yeah.
And he shaded me. He shaded my septum piercing, which I have, by the way. I have a septum piercing.
Yep. And he just
what did he call it?
He goes, oh, he's got one of those stinky nose rings.
Oh, look, it's not stinky.
He's only
Finn.
Four.
I know. Am I having it out with a four-year-old?
Yeah.
I'm the one with problems, aren't I? Dance, Billy, dance. I got hit on real hard the other day as well, and
I didn't
know how to handle it.
I got hit on last week as well.
Really?
Yeah. You're not the only one.
Oh.
Sometimes I get hit on.
Sometimes.
It was a tram conductor and he wanted to see my Mikey butt.
Was he tasering you because you refused to comply?
Yeah. I feel like there's some kind of chemistry between us. Ah.
Wise guy, eh? Ow. Ow. Ow.
I need to tell you about how I got hit on the other day.
Oh, yes.
Real hard.
Yes.
Real hard.
Oh, my God. That would have made your day. You would have been excited.
It freaked me out.
I did?
Yeah, it freaked
That's
me out.
You.
And I'm going to tell you more. But the reason is, and I'll leave you all on the edge of your seat, because...
They were hot. He was hot.
It was a woman.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I know, right? I know.
This is not true. She was just being friendly.
I'm bringing him in. This is High Hopes. You're on Joy.
Anyway, I need to hear this story, Ben. Tell me.
You're not going to believe
it. You reckon you were hit on?
I reckon I got hit on by a girl the other day. Real hard.
You're so gay, though. Surely she knew. Why would you hit on a gay?
Surely she would have. I mean, was it Stevie Wonder? I don't know. Anyway, I go to yoga, which I've talked about a lot.
Yeah.
I reckon I've probably got the most, dramatic yoga studio in the world. Like, so many things happen.
Yeah.
I feel like I could just make a TV series about this yoga studio.
Yep, for sure.
Anyway, so I'm going to America in a couple of weeks, which is really exciting.
I know.
I was talking to another lady about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to America, in a couple of weeks, really exciting, as I just said. Another lady overheard this, who was American, and she goes, oh, you're going to America? I'm from America too. I'm actually going back there.
Yeah.
We should hook up, we should exchange Instagrams and all of that.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, okay.
She's just being friendly.
No, it felt really forward.
Okay.
Like it felt forward. I dodged it.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think you... in a split second, go to get someone on Instagram like that.
Did you sachet away?
Unless you want them. Unless you really want them.
Sachet away.
Yeah, I snapped my fingers and walked away. I thought I dodged this Instagram friend request, yeah, though. Mm-hmm. So I walked off, went down into downstairs. There's like a little foyer area at the yoga studio. And there she is again.
Yeah.
She's appeared.
Yep.
I also should have mentioned it was pouring down with rain. There was thunder.
Sounds romantic.
She's in the foyer. She's like, oh, hi. And I'm like, hi. I had my get out of jail free card. That was my moment where I could have just walked away.
Yeah.
Said, see you later.
Yep.
I'm like, so how are you? I'm like, no, why'd you do that? You need to get away from her. We started talking again. She brought it up again. She's like, so do you wanna exchange Instagrams?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, this is the part that got me. She was like, oh, don't be alarmed, but I'm actually a sexual therapist.
Oh. Oh.
Changes everything, doesn't it?
A little bit.
You know why?
So she would have been picking up on your gay vibes.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah, she'd have to be. She'd have to.
I'm just thinking, though.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, since she's a sexual therapist, she must want to turn me straight.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, she reckons, okay, get you in bed and you'll change your mind.
No, she must be pretty fluid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, for sure. For sure. We've got a text. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
What do you reckon, Gabe? Do you reckon she's into me?
No.
Oh, okay. Really?
Nah, come on. Mm. Was she giving you like eyes? Was she touching you? Was she touching you?
Not really. It just felt very forward. I feel like Instagram's a real sort of forward way to hook up with people.
Oh. Mm. I don't know, Ben.
Should I pursue it further?
Well, should you sleep with her?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, is New York the place to, you know?
Yeah. What happens in New York stays in New York. Mm.
Is it possible for a girl to like me, though? That is what I really want to know.
Well, it's possible. Mm. It's absolutely possible, but not to think that they can get you. I mean, you are pretty gay.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's likely that she somewhat, I mean, I'm sure there's a girl out there that likes you.
Mm. Because it made me feel really hot under the collar.
Ooh, maybe you were a little bit attracted to her, Ben. Did you? You want a little piece of the lady love?
I mean, she's a sexual therapist. I'm kind of curious.
She'd be good.
Could this be a diary that I could, you know, make for when I come back?
Yes, do it. Can you do it?
Mm.
Can you meet up with her? She might want to be your like sugar daddy. She might want to.
What she might want to do?
I don't know. I'll let my imagination run wild.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, no. Oh, I've got an image. This is the best story ever because you think a straight woman was hitting on you at the yoga studio.
Yeah, well, she was. She was so forward.
Yeah, right.
She was giving me eye contact. You just don't hook up with people on Instagram like that in split seconds.
Okay.
She must have been into me.
Well.
I mean, who wouldn't anyway, you know? I mean, I reckon I can get past the gayness. I reckon that. You know,
I think straight women would not be picking you up. And Fiona also agrees. She sent in a text saying Americans are like that with every dude. We're bombarded by everyone that heard our Aussie accent when we were in America. Mm. Relax.
But she's a sexual therapist.
Just, doesn't mean she wants to hook up with everybody.
Right. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
it's really
I still
funny.
Think she's into me.
Yeah.
You were telling me before you got hit on.
Yes.
In a pretty funny place.
I did.
But you said something pretty funny.
It was a bar, which is not unusual.
No.
But she asked me what I do.
Not an unusual place for you to be in either.
No, exactly.
Can we just say, probably your natural habitat.
Regular Monday morning.
Regular.
So anyway.
Yeah, they serve you eggs and bacon and your pot of beer. Yeah, sorry.
So she asked me what I did, and I hate that question because I do all kinds of stuff. Predominantly, I would like to say that I'm a comedian.
Yes.
Not that the tax office agrees with that, judging by my bank balance, but I would call myself a comedian.
Professional idiot is what your byline reads.
I am. I am a professional idiot.
Yes.
With a capital E. Now, she asked me what I did, and I was like, oh, what do I do here? Too many questions. So I told her what I used to be, which is a dog groomer.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, I love dogs. That's great. And I was like, oh, that worked. But then, anyway, so another friend that I haven't seen for years came up, saw me talking to this girl and thought she'd be my wingman and started telling this girl that I am the best comedian in the world. Obviously, she was exaggerating because I'm, top five, sure, but not the best. Anyway, she was like, Gabe's a comedian. And this girl was looking at me like, aren't you a dog groomer? And I was kind of I was trying to be loose. Like, I'd already kind of, you know, like, said my boundaries, you know, like, I'm not really looking for, you know, and didn't really want her to find. Anyway, she's found me on social media now and keeps commenting on my
Your
stuff.
Your secret's out.
Mm. So.
What I want to know is, why is dog groomer your number one go-to job? Like, are you proud of that? Is that something you genuinely, like, if you're going to think of a job to lie about, would dog groomer be the first one that comes to mind? Like, oh, I don't know, CEO of a bank, you know, Madonna's half cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm a dog groomer. I mean, is that a lesbian thing or what's the go with that?
No, it's not a lesbian thing. It's just I used to do that.
I mean, it could be an animal lover thing. I hate to stereotype.
Yeah. Look, I just, it's something I know about and I could answer questions about. So if she asked me dog facts, I'd be able to answer them.
Yeah.
But you're right.
You know, what's that brush like?
I could have said I was a pilot. That would have been good.
Yeah.
I could have said like I was a primary school teacher or something because, you know, good with kids and I don't know what that means.
I'm loving the thought of you as a pilot.
Yeah, I would be a great pilot.
Mm.
Good morning, I'm James Montgomery with the Joy News headlines. Now, an interesting one for Ben and Gabe. Over the weekend, the 23rd annual World Stinging Nettle Eating Championships took place in Dorset, England. Tony Jays munched his way to the title by eating leaves from nearly 18 metres of the stinging plant. And a retired school teacher, Lindy Roberts, once won the women's category by eating 14 metres of nettles.
Delicious.
What?
Yeah, I know. Why would you?
And how would you realise that that is your special talent? You think, oh, what are the weird things I could eat? Let's give stinging nettles.
Stinging nettles.
Oh, it goes great with a side of aioli, I'm sure.
What is wrong with people?
Well, look, just a quick one. Stinging nettle, just so you guys know, has been used for hundreds of years to treat painful muscles, joints, eczema, arthritis, gout and anemia.
Pretty sure they mean apply it on the external part of your body, not on the inside.
This one's for you, Gabe. It can also be used to treat urinary tract problems during the early stages of an enlarged prostate.
Why? I don't even have a prostate, you idiot.
Do you want to know what I was doing on Sunday afternoon?
Yes, absolutely.
I was looking up Baram. She is one of the richest girls in the world. She's from South Korea. She's only 6 years old and she has her own YouTube account. She's got about 30 million subscribers.
Wow.
She's been in the news though the last few days because she has just bought one of the biggest properties in Korea worth about $11 million.
I did see that.
Yes.
North Korea or South Korea?
South Korea.
Aha. Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yes.
Cool. Because, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
You're saying she wouldn't be able to do it in North Korea?
No, they don't have the internet, do they?
Yeah, right. Didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Baram is, she's only six, but she, like I said, she's got 30 million subscribers. She has all these, she has toy reviews and then she has a blogging account, if you want to even call it that, for a six-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You is that clip you sent me that had like over 300 million views?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Eating noodles. She eats noodles. The world is fascinating. Did you enjoy it? I was hooked on this girl. I couldn't stop watching her on Sunday.
You could. Oh, my gosh. I think I watched about 30 seconds before I just wanted to throw my phone out the window.
You didn't throw your bowl of noodles?
No, it was insane. It made me violent. It was just so, I hated it.
The main thing that I'm interested about in this story is that she supposedly purchased this property worth $11.5 million.
Right.
Do you think it's her or do you think it's the parents?
I think it might be her parents.
I think it might be the parents
too. If she put her hand up to bid in an auction, you wouldn't be able to see her.
Do you think she's in on much on this career?
Not at all.
Do you think, you know, she's directing these videos, you
Not
know,
at all.
Writing up all these scripts with crayon?
No. She is absolutely being forced into that.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of looks like fun for her potentially.
She actually, she didn't come under fire, but her parents came under fire because there was actually an investigation by Save the Children a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
That were alleging that, she was basically kind of being forced into it.
Ah, like a child's labor.
Child slavery?
Yeah.
I think that's where we're going.
I was going to say that, but I don't know if it really is. She's not making shoes or anything.
How would you spend your money, though, if you were a millionaire at age six?
I probably would have bought like a petting zoo.
Petting zoo?
How good would that be if you had a petting zoo in your house? That'd be great.
Would you buy new parents?
Yeah, well, she
Everyone
should.
Always dreams of a better life.
That's gold. I probably would have built like a really cool tree house as well.
Yeah.
Or a pack of dogs. I would have bought a pack of dogs to just follow me around.
Oh, follow. I thought you were going to say like a dog sled, you know, just like take you to school, like in Cool Runnings.
Yeah, I'll do that too. That's a great idea.
What about if you slip the teacher $50 to tell your favourite story?
Yeah. Add an extra half an hour onto lunch, miss. That's gold. I mean, for this girl, what was her name?
Baram.
Yeah. She could maybe buy North Korea.
She could buy North Korea. I don't think we're going too far.
Or she could buy an airplane to fly over North Korea, just dropping down
to escape
newspapers.
Yeah,
just
right.
Free Wi-Fi or something.
Yeah,
free Wi-Fi for North Korea.
Yeah.
Okay, back to what you would do when you were six with millions of dollars.
Look, we're going to get into a song, but I'm just thinking I'd just buy all the radio stations so they can play more Kylie.
Yeah, of course. This is your plan. That's why you came in at Joy, isn't it?
Pretty much.
More Kylie.
Pretty much. You'd buy a treehouse.
Yep. And a pack of dogs.
And you'd have a pack of dogs. Yeah. And I'd be the mafia boss slipping teachers $50.
Yeah.
Hey, miss, go get yourself something nice, eh?
Those shoes are terrible.
Hey, this is Thelma Plum and you are listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
We're going to be talking about faking your death.
Yes, that's the best thing ever. Who doesn't want to fake their own death?
Yes.
My librarian at my local library.
I don't know, I've never really entertained it. But anyway, sorry, yeah, go.
The librarian at my local library is looking for me. I have got heaps of books that I've never returned. So if I could fake my death, she might stop sending me emails.
Mm.
I'm not returning what your
books,
Janet.
What do you owe, $2.99 for some old Herald Sun?
No, 10 years worth of books. So this is $299.
I stole a DNA magazine once from the library.
Did you?
Yes.
They were like,
do you want to know why?
Because it's a gay magazine?
Yeah, no, because it had Kylie on the cover.
Oh, really?
And I remember it had a nudie photo in it. I think it was like my first nudie photo, not of Kylie.
Oh, right.
A real genuine man.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I treasured it.
Excellent.
Anyway.
All right, so we've got faking our death. We also want to talk about the big drug scandal in Australian swimming.
Mm.
I love a drug scandal. I love a fake death.
Poor Shayna Jack.
Yeah, I know. She's really...
She's probably going to miss out on the... Olympics.
Yes, she is. She is.
Tokyo.
But in good news, she did dance for 12 hours last night. So,
yes, she did.
Oh, poor girl.
We just have to give a quick shout out to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Steve said, hi, Ben. He said, I'm not gay, but I love you.
Aww.
Well, you might not be gay, but if you want to come get with me, we can be gay.
I don't think, though, Ben.
He's not interested, is he? Just like the girl at the yoga studio. She's not really interested, is she?
Steve said you're so witty and funny, and you just ruined that, didn't you?
Yes, I did. He also said, though, that you sound hot. Mm. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Does he know what team you play for?
He said, I sound hot.
Mm, great show. Well, love you too, Steve. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you. Half of that statement is correct. We won't tell you which one is or isn't. Okay, so I read this article.
Yeah.
It set my imagination running a little bit wild. Mm. So there was a millionaire mining boss who was wanted over his alleged involvement of importing cocaine into the country, right?
Yeah.
Now, his mum has been charged with faking his death and helping him flee the country.
Mm.
So it's a big fake death scenario. I love a faking a death scenario.
It's like a soap opera.
It is like a soap opera.
It's definitely like a soap opera. No one ever dies in a soap opera.
No.
You know what I mean? No, they never really die because they always come back.
They always come. It's always, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm.
I love it. I love these kinds of stories.
I think she's in a bit of trouble.
She is.
Is she going to get all the blame for this? Like, where's he, I wonder?
Well, no, she's just been charged for her part in it.
Yes.
He is still a fugitive as far as I know.
Scruffy old man on an island somewhere, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know? He's got a lot of cocaine, so he should be right. He doesn't need food. He certainly doesn't need food. So...
Mm.
I mean, this is a pretty cool. I've heard of quite a few celebrities have like faked their death, I think.
Mm.
Like there was one big one. Who was it?
Elvis Presley.
Elvis?
Do you remember Olivia Newton-John's partner?
Oh.
He went missing and he supposedly faked his own death.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you fake your own death?
Yeah.
And how would you do it?
How would I do it?
Why would you fake your own death, first of all? Hang on. You were very quick to jump at that.
Well, I did. Why would I
have
fake
you got
my...
a lot of debt?
Well, my neighbour's always like out the front of my house trying to talk to me. I'd fake my own death so I could avoid her,
yeah,
I guess.
I know what you mean.
Sometimes I don't want to go to family events.
I know. Sometimes I jump in the ditch next to me just so I don't have to talk to my neighbour as well.
Yeah. Would you fake your own death?
Would I fake my own death?
Yeah.
This is how my own, this is how I'd fake my own death. It'd start like this.
Here we go. Always dramatic.
Oh, well, you know. If you're going to do it, go out in style.
Mm. Is that how just play that music.
That's
like,
it.
That's
I wouldn't,
a big final.
But you know why I would fake my own death?
Why is that?
It's so I could attend my own funeral and see who'd actually show up.
Oh, of course. Yes, you so would do that.
You know
that.
What I mean? And then I'd appear from the curtain in a puff of smoke.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so you'd present yourself at the funeral.
Yeah, I'd come out. I don't want to die.
Yeah, well, no. Nobody really wants to die, yeah. I'm sure. But so you – because apparently there was a guy that did that in like the 18th century.
Really?
He faked his own death to see if the mourners were sufficiently upset about it.
Mm.
Apparently his wife didn't cry at the wake, so he came and spanked her. He came back and he caned her for not being sufficiently
that's
sad.
That's not fair. I'm not going to cane anyone at my funeral.
No?
No.
No, that's just
verbally insult them.
I was going to say that would be the after party, wouldn't it?
We do have to say this is all – in the spirit of comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean, obviously don't do it. I mean, it didn't work out for Romeo and Juliet, did
no.
it? No. Did that backfire
no.
real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad. I'm sure they
told
been...
her it was organic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One of those little shots.
Yeah.
You know, those little, what are those?
Vials.
Vials.
A little vial.
Those little vials.
Poison.
They're very popular right now.
What, vials?
Not poison. No, no. Vitamins.
Oh, yeah, vitamins. Mm. Oh, vitamins. I've got stories about vitamins.
Dance, Billy, dance. It's not been the best couple days for Shayna Jack, has it?
No, she is not.
The Australian swimmer.
She's not stopped crying.
No.
She's wrapped up in a drug scandal.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't be nice.
No, who? Absolutely not. No.
I was about to ask you something I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not been a good couple of days.
It hasn't. So she is swimming. She got tested
she
by that.
She is swimming.
She is a swimmer.
It's quite literal, isn't
professional
it?
Professional
swimmer. She's a swimmer.
Yep.
Yes.
She was tested by the ASADA,
yes.
which is the Australian Sports Anti-Drug or Doping Authority. She's got stuff in
something
her system.
Like that. Ligandrol.
Ligandrol.
Ligandra estrangea. No, Ligandrol. So it's supposed to be a muscle-building supplement.
Yeah, like a growth hormone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says that she's not denying it's in her system, but she doesn't know how it got in her system.
Well, at first when they say
that's getting a little bit, you know, messy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you can't deny it's in the system when it's been scientifically proven.
Mm.
But no matter what, whether she did or didn't knowingly take the drugs, sportsmen always deny it. There's never been one that said, oh, yeah, I did it. I did it. Anyway, they said it might have been in the supplements.
Mm.
That was the first defense.
I like supplements.
Yeah, I know.
I take a lot of supplements.
You love them.
I'm a vitamin addict.
You are.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. I take them all, Gabe.
Yeah.
B vitamins, zinc,
yep. mm-hmm.
Ligandrol. They're all natural.
That's okay, cool. Yep.
You know what they really helped me in too?
What?
Yoga classes.
Yeah.
Everyone hates me.
Yeah.
Because I pull all the moves everyone else can't.
Yeah, you're getting really buff.
I keep going and going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop taking them though.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't stop talking.
I can't.
You can't.
They're really good for me.
Yeah, they're not that good for you.
Do you like this song?
Yeah.
It's really good.
No song playing,
can't stop
Ben.
Tapping my foot.
Nah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, Ben is now dancing. Why have you got a glow stick? This is not cool. Anyway, so...
Have you taken any supplements, Gabe?
No, I do not. I don't take supplements. I didn't think they did anything, but...
prepared to be under oath and...
Well, look, if I knew that... I mean, if I had growth hormones in my vitamin D, I might take it. We all know I need an extra cup size. So, I mean, I might start taking these supplements. Might make me swim faster as well.
Mm.
Okay, so their second defense was the mushrooms.
Yes.
Apparently she ate some mushrooms.
I think wasn't her manager saying that it could have been in her diet and it could have been some mushrooms that she ate?
Yeah.
A mushroom burger.
Do they have a stopover in Holland on the way to the Olympics? Is that what's happened?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about this at all.
Mm.
Her swimming career is
powdered
ruined.
Mushrooms.
Powdered mushrooms. I hate mushrooms.
Mushroom risotto maybe.
Yeah, no good.
You small know little caplets.
Yeah. Anyway, the poor girl, we're going to find out on Friday how much of this stuff was in her system. I mean, if it's a lot, then she's in a lot of trouble, I assume. She's still in trouble.
She's in big trouble.
If you get on her Instagram page, you'll see lots of her new dance moves. She's been she's weird. She's been out for the last 48 hours. She hasn't gone home. She's just dancing away.
Mm. Dance, Billy, dance.
Ben, we're on air. What are you doing? Get that thing out of your nose. What are you doing?
It's all natural.
Yeah.
It's my Vicks inhaler.
Yes. Have you still got that cold?
No, I lost it 2 weeks ago.
So why are you still using it?
I'm addicted to it. I can't stop using it. It's all natural though.
Yeah, are you sure?
It's medicinal.
I feel like your nose is getting bigger. Maybe there's some growth hormone in that. You should probably.
You want a sniff?
No, thank you.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. All natural.
No, it's all natural.
Speaking of all natural,
yeah.
We've got to give a shout out to Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
29 years sober.
He'd be listening.
Isn't that great?
29 would be listening. Years sober.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Well done. Really, he got his act together.
Yeah.
I love Elton John.
Look, he might be sober, but I tell you what, he's taking a lot of supplements these days. Oh, good on you, Elton. I wonder if he uses a Vicks inhaler.
Probably yeah. for his vocals.
Yeah.
They're very good for you.
Sure they
I'm going to have to go to rehab for this thing, aren't I?
Yeah, you are going to have to go to rehab.
Yeah. Tell all interview with Oprah how the Vicks inhaler ruined my life.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Ben and Gabe. I've had a fun day of you.
It's been great.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go out into the big wide world. You can find me on Instagram as Gabe's Hogan.
Gabe's with an S.
Yeah, in the middle, because Gabe Hogan was already taken. You can find me on Facebook, Gabe Hogan. Follow my page. You can see where my gigs are coming up. What about you, Ben? How do we find you?
Real Ben Hull on Instagram.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Get on there. There's a few little cheeky shots of Ben.
There are some cheeky shots.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.